mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who you just heard during the last part of the last hour. He's in New York covering the Republican National Convention, and what a story. There is a lot going on out there, and as Alex said, tonight may be a very lively night, and we'll get a report from him tomorrow again live coming up. I'm with you today and tomorrow, and then Erskine is going to take over Thursday and Friday, filling in for Alex while he's out there covering that convention. And it's again, it's very lively, and there's a lot going on. Now, what I'm going to do is this hour we're going to take your calls, and also I'm going to talk a little bit about this totalization treaty, because again, we have less than 30 days. To let our congressmen know, and this is a really bad thing because the timing that that Bush has put on this couldn't have been better in his favor and worse than ours, because right now, as we know, this is an election year. All of the congresspeople are busy, campaigning. Congress is not in session, and if this thing is not repealed in less than 30 days, it's going to become a reality. We're going to talk about that coming up here after we get through some of these callers. Let's grab some calls. We've got Jacob, who's been on a long time in Oklahoma. Jacob, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Howdy.
Hi.
I've been listening to Alex Jones for many, many, many years.
Uh-huh.
But I've never heard the word Kazar on his program.
Kazar?
That's right.
What is that?
You don't know?
Well, let's hear it. What is it?
Well, Kazar is an ancient race of people.
Mm-hmm.
Descended from the Edomites. You know who Edom was?
Well, I got a pretty good idea. Where's this going? Go ahead and make your point.
Well, the Edomites and the Canaanites combined became the Khazars. The Khazars drove across Europe on their shaggy ponies,
mm-hmm.
almost reached Paris. We drove them back.
Mm-hmm.
Stalin threw them out of Russia. They went to Germany. Now,
okay.
Hitler was a part Khazar, so he penned them up to try to protect them from the people.
Mm-hmm.
They've been thrown out of Spain. They've been thrown out of Italy. They've been thrown out of England. They've been thrown out of France.
Okay, what's this got to do now with what the job is at hand with us getting our country back? What has this got to do with it?
Well, that's who we're fighting.
Okay. And again, we're fighting an evil that has manipulated itself into a position of power, and it's economic. I mean, that's the one thing that I really stress, that this is an economic problem. But we've got a lot to do to get our country back.
Well, sure we do, because that's the way they arranged it.
Yeah. Okay, Jacob. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And let's go on to Charlie in North Carolina. Good afternoon, Charlie. You're on the air.
Yes, Mike. Thanks for taking a call.
Uh-huh. Thanks for holding.
I got a question and then a remark, okay?
All right.
Did you see the police state tutor take over?
Yes, I have.
Okay. When that guy come on, he was painting the guy that was saying shoot this and shoot that. He was painting all the demonstrators as the something bad. And he doesn't really understand. And the people that are listening to him don't. Ain't going to get the message. It's the government bringing in the anarchists,
the
provocateurs. But this guy painted a picture like, shoot the, what if they don't like it? They don't have to vote for them? That isn't the reason they're there.
No, they're there to stir up trouble, and they're there to get.
No, I'm talking about the peaceful demonstrators. They're not there to.
No, I'm talking about the provocateurs that are inciting them.
The provocateurs are brought in by Bush and his company.
That's right. They're there.
Okay, but the thing is, the peaceful demonstrators are not there about voting for Bush. They're not going to vote for Bush anyway. They're there to make a show and let the people know what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know, forget there was people in that came on that scene that had sons and so forth, daughters dying over Iraq.
That's right. Hey, Charlie, we got to move on. We've got to take the break, but thanks for your call, okay? 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Music. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And we continue. Our number today, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, filling in for Alex, who is in the thick of it now in New York, covering the Republican National Convention. And again, he will be with us again tomorrow. I'm going to be with you tomorrow, covering and filling in for him. And he's going to give us a live update as to what's going on in New York. Real quick, too, again, I'm the host of A Closer Look, which is heard on GCN Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 to 10 Eastern. My program kind of details additional incongruities with what's going on in politics and current events, and I invite you to listen to my program as well on GCN. And my website is www.4aclosterlook.com. You can go to the website. We have all of the archives from our programs on there, and you can see what kind of guests we've talked to and where we go with all of this stuff. And what I want to do this hour is I want to kind of talk a little bit about the Totalization Treaty. I think it's a very, very important thing that we need to be aware of. A lot of people aren't even aware of what's going on, and that is that they have put through a treaty that is pending final approval in Congress regarding totalization. Now, what they're proposing to do is they're proposing to be able to give illegal immigrants into this country the ability to come in here illegally and go back to Mexico, where the biggest problem is coming from right now of illegal immigrants, go back to Mexico and file for Social Security and gain money from us to support them. And, of course, what they're also proposing to do in this totalization program is to take away your benefits, reduce your benefits, to be able to fund this thing. I think it's an egregious crime is what it is. And we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up in this hour, because I think it's a very bad thing. We've got to be aware of this, and you need to get busy and let Congress know and demand that they repeal this. And we've got less than 30 days to do it. We'll cover all that here in just a minute. But for the meantime, let's get back to the phones. Darren is calling in from California. Good afternoon, Darren. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm amazed and disappointed on the mainstream media and talk show radio, how they can easily influence Americans into this mad assault against peaceful protesters.
Yeah.
Like you had a caller earlier who I guess he'd listened to the Paul Harvey show, and he was saying that that the protesters are the same as terrorists.
Yeah.
Well, and anyone attempting vandalism should be shot on the spot. I don't know. He was just going ranting and raving, and he sounded so angry.
Well, he is,
and I could see what it is. It's from these talk show radio shows, and it's just they're manipulating these people into just outrageous thoughts.
You know, I'll tell you, Darren, I think you hit upon something that's very key to this whole thing, and that's anger. Yes, I know a lot of people that are very angry at what's going on today, but the thing is that, you know, as he said, he thought that they should deal harshly up to the point of shooting them when they catch these provocateurs doing what they're doing. I agree they should be harsh with them, but they should bring them to trial, and they should expose them for who they really are and what they're really all about, and start getting to who's paying them to go out there and do this. But, you know, this is a very common trick that is played by communists. I mean, their goal is to take down the government in its present form and institute a totalitarian state. That's their goal. And the thing is that they know how to play on the emotions of well-meaning people. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that are angry that we have invaded Iraq, but that doesn't make them necessarily anti-war. They're against the war in Iraq. And they have their sons and daughters in the military over there fighting, and they're angry about that. But see, these provocateurs, these anti-war movements, are very, very clever in how they manipulate the emotions of the American people. And you add to the ingredient the mainstream media that is playing along with it. I mean, that's what's going on. They're manipulating our emotions.
Oh, exactly. And if you see the news, the way they portray the protest, you know, they're going to show, you know, some guy with earrings in his nose and crazy. And then the same with the media, the talk show, radio shows, the same thing. Like, I guess the Paul Harvey show really got this guy angry at the protesters and just can't believe they're out there doing it.
Right.
And what he described as far as bringing in the National Guard, rounding these people up, Alex Jones could have easily been one of those people rounded up, you know.
Look at this war on terror that Bush has launched, you know, and I say war on terror with tongue planted firmly in cheek. He has done a lot. I mean, we had a caller yesterday who was talking about the FBI bulletin that came out a few years back equating militia members and evangelical Christians with terrorism.
Yeah.
This is the kind of game that they're doing. And as Alex said during the last hour, this is psychological warfare. They know exactly where to hit us, and they know exactly what kind of response they're going to get.
Yeah, well, you got it.
Yeah. Darren, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Carlos in California. Good afternoon, Carlos. You're on the air.
Yes, you know, you're absolutely right, and so is Alex Jones in pointing out that there are elements on both sides, the police, certain elements, not all elements, by the police and some of the demonstrators who attend some of the rallies. I remember attending an anti-war rally where I saw the Not In My Name and also the Answer Coalition, who by their rhetoric I could tell were trying to agitate people.
Absolutely.
And in fact, I picked up a pamphlet by a newspaper called The Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading it, and it specifically said, we will use the anti-war rallies as a platform to launch disruptions in the communities, the factories, and the schools. That it specifically mentioned that right there and then.
Yeah.
And of course, the challenge, to me, all those organizations are probably semi-socialist communistic organizations.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're right. They're both elements are trying to agitate people so that we can have incremental incidences of violence, which will ultimately lead to, of course, martial law and the confiscations of our guns.
And that's exactly what they want. And I can see the dynamics unfolding in New York at the Republican National Convention, as Alex has reported. There is a lot of tension there. And there are a very small, I mean, it just takes a small handful of people who are well-trained and well-funded to get something of this magnitude going. And exactly that is where they want it to go.
Exactly. So we have to be aware of that. And if we attend these rallies, be peaceful, do not fall trap into their manipulation. And as long as there's no violence, then people are going to have a hard time accomplishing what they want.
Absolutely, yeah. Carlos.
But, you
absolutely.
Know, on a second note here,
yeah.
You know, there are a lot of radio talk show hosts out there who extol the virtues of our accomplishments in Iraq. Yet some of the statistics that I've read, we've only started 40 of the 140 reconstruction projects. Most of the projects that are given out, contracts, are given to international corporations. The Iraqis get very little of the contracts themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame these people for being mad. And then none of the money is being allocated for health services. Over there, the hospitals have no medical facilities and no sanitation. There are kids that are dying by the thousands, have been dying for the last 10 years since the sanctions were imposed. And that's part of the sinister objective of the New World Order, to kill people, to reduce allocation for health services, and to reduce the world's population.
Absolutely, Carlos. You know, the thing is that they have absolutely no care or concern for anybody but themselves. And that I've done a lot on this outsourcing of the government, this privatization of the war, these big companies like Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root and on down the line. They are doing nothing more than they're raping the coffers of the American people, and they're causing a tremendous amount of death and suffering of innocent people. Because and it's all a dog and pony show. It's all a dog and pony show, and it's very disgusting. It's very wrong.
Well, you know, privatization is being imposed, of course, by the World Bank,
yeah,
and the IMF, which are institutions of the New World Order, and they're privatizing all over the world. In Latin America, that's all they're doing. They're taking over the water,
yep,
electricity, and then they're raising prices. A lot of people, you don't hear much about it, but are dying because they cannot afford the water. In Bolivia, there were riots. In Argentina, there's people dying that cannot afford the water because the Bechtel and the Vivendi and all these corporations,
right,
are buying up the water, and that's part of the privatization that they're imposing on the people, on the bankrupt country.
That's right. Carlos, we've got to move on. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
You take care. Okay, let's take one more call. We might have time for, we got about a minute and a half. Ron, in, I think it's New York. Ron, good afternoon.
That's correct, sir. I'm sorry that I didn't have a chance to speak to Alex, as I do many times here from New York.
Uh-huh.
What is going on is rather strange. What you have is the mainstream media, the establishment media is what I prefer to call it.
Right.
Trying to characterize these protests as being largely disruptive or, you know, non-law-abiding. That's not really what's going on.
No, I know.
The percentage of people that are disruptive at these protests are very minimal, especially in comparison to the size of the protest groups. Most of them, whether you agree with their political philosophy or not, that's the material, they have a right to express.
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. In a democratic republic.
That's right. That's what makes America great, being able to voice your dissent.
The vast majority, 99.9%, I'm not engaged in any disruptive way.
Mm-hmm.
However, I got to say the truth that there have been tactics utilized for whatever reason, and I'm saying this as a retired police officer from NYPD,
yeah,
that have not been consistent with the way you should behave, the government itself and its entities and agents should behave in that situation. Now, you've had this, you employed a tactic which I think has caused more trouble than anything else, of having officers go out on motor scooters and mopeds,
yeah,
and almost, in an attempt to corral people, almost ram into them with these motor scooters and mopeds. Now, this has caused a lot of agitation, obviously, as it would normally, and there really has been no reason for it. You've had them weigh into these groups where there hasn't been any violent disruption.
Ron, let me interrupt you right there. Hold on. We got to take the break. Stay on the line. I'll take you back coming back from the break, okay?
Yes.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
We continue. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. Again, he's in New York at the Republican National Convention, and we'll continue with your calls. Let's go back to Ron in New York. Ron, you said you're an ex-New York City cop.
Retired.
What you were saying about the use of the mopeds, the tactics that the police in New York are using.
Yeah, they will wade in. It seems they'll use motor scooters and mopeds and almost wade into the crowd, almost to the point of maybe colliding into people, cutting in front of them that short. And this is a tactic now that's been used over the last 3 days. We're more or less in the third day of these protests.
Yeah.
And I think it's building up frustrations, naturally and understandably so, on the part of some of these protesters.
Sure.
Now, I agree that there may be some, there is some small, and it has to be emphasized that it is a very small minority element within the protesters that may be provocateurs. However, on the other hand, it has to be said, we talk about provocateur or we talk about anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's define anarchy, because you know what? It can occur on both sides of the coin. When you have officers or agents of the state engaging in that kind of behavior against a largely peaceful and behaved group of protesters, then that makes them provocateurs too, and then that makes them anarchists too. The only thing is, it's a little worse because they are supposed to represent government and have a greater appearance or tone of legitimacy as opposed to some greasy guy, you know, throwing a rock or something in a crowd. So you've got it on both sides. The only thing, it is worse when you have a government entity doing it, and that's what's going on, and that frustration is now building up, and some of these protesters are understandably reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a policy or practice that should stop forthwith, and I think you will have less confrontation than you do, though you've had a very small amount of confrontation.
Sure. Let me ask you this, Ron, as an ex-cop. When do you think, I mean, what do you think is the threshold here when good cops, that they're working their job, they're doing their job, they start to realize that what they're being asked to do crosses a line when it comes to people's rights and the constitutional protections. When is this going to start? When are we going to start seeing them down on the front lines saying, I'm not going to do this?
There are a good number of officers who are aware of that. Now, I've spoken, Alex, about this a number of times, and I'll speak to it again. Most of those that are conscious of the fact that you really shouldn't be going overboard or engaging in provocative behavior, okay, to solicit a negative reaction, are people who, by their very age and generational category, are the older officers.
You got it.
All right?
Yeah.
The younger officers, and I'm going to explain this, and I hope your audience grasps this.
Okay.
All right?
We got 2 minutes.
The reason that the older officers know that is because they come from a time and a generation where there was some morality instilled in their development and upbringing.
Right on, yes.
The younger officers, some guy born in 1981 came up in a time where there was no morality.
Mm-hmm.
So the end product is you have an adult person who enters a job like that, enters into a position of some authority and power with no moral background for the most part. Let's face facts.
That's right, and they're like tools that can be used
very easily because they're nothing. They're ciphers. They're morally hollow. They're spiritually hollow. Their parents were whatever. Who was a crack addict and an alcoholic? This isn't mom and pop from Timmy and Lassie that raised these people, and so now they manage to make their way through life. They manage to get into a position like that. They have no moral core. So any order given to them, no matter how obscene it is, they just go out and act on it because they have no moral compass within themselves.
Yeah,
they weren't raised with one.
But you know, I myself, when I'm thinking about this possibility with this whole thing, there has got to be some part of them that feels, you know, repulsiveness at what they're doing.
You're wrong in that. In order to feel repulsiveness, you have to have barometers of comparison based on who you were experientially as a person prior to getting into a position of authority, be it a police officer or an agent.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have that moral compass, if that soul was not established in you as a small child, you're not going to have it now. No, to them, they almost have the moral consciousness of an animal. That's really what it is.
Well, they're following orders, and they're doing it. They're doing it with a zeal that's frightening.
And if you look, you will see it tends to be the younger ones. Now, the older ones don't agree with it. They've remained silent. That doesn't mean that they've gone out and taken a publicly dissident position because they're concerned for their job, their well-being, you know, their financial welfare. However, they generally try not to overreact. But the problem is these people are fading away, and it is the other generation that is coming
to dominate
that field.
Yeah.
And it is very dangerous. That's how you wind up with what we got going on. Now,
Ron, we got to go. Okay. I appreciate your call. It's a great call. Thank you very much. Okay. Take the break. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Michael Corbin filling in for Alex Jones, who again is in New York covering the Republican National Convention. And real quick, I want to direct you to Alex's websites. They're packed with information. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have just a wealth of information. And the program exists to educate the American public about what is going on with their country. And there is no better place to get information than Alex's websites. Again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. He has got a new film out, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. This film, of course, covers how the election is staged and that there is no real choice between the candidates. Now, the problem here is that what we've got is we've got John Kerry on one side and George W. Bush on the other. They're cousins. And not only that, but they're also members of the Skull and Bones. A very, very, very big problem for the country, as you well know. It's very well documented that Skull and Bones exists. It only has the cream of the crop Ivy League people that go through it and are tapped, if you will, to their secret society. But these men essentially have to sell their souls to the society in order to go out into the world and gain the success that they enjoy. Part of that dynamic and part of that process is taking an allegiance above God and country and family. And this is what is in control. Do you want either one of them as your president, as your leader, considering the fact that they have engineered this entire scenario that we find ourselves embroiled in, the 9/11 attacks, all of the things that have happened in this country, the divisiveness, the division that they're creating among the American people? Do you really want these kind of people leading you and educating your children? It's just like Ron said from New York, the last call I had. You know, there is a moral problem here. These people have none. They have no conscience. And the problem is that their whole goal and their whole idea for us is to enslave us in a totalitarian dictatorship that is as mindless as a box of rocks. That's exactly what it is. That's what they want. That's what they want out of you. They want you to be emotional, chemical responders to their stimuli, to give them their power, let them have their way, and we are going to see to their future like automatons. No, that's not for me, and I know that's not for a lot of us out there. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, is the video for you, and it shows the dynamics that are at play here. Now, again, Alex has numerous videos and books available on his website at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can order toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 1-888-253-3139. Also, you can check out PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, that site is a subscriber site. If you're a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go there and you can watch this video online. If you're not a subscriber, you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and watch a 20-minute segment of American Dictators documenting the staged election of 2004. Get over there and do it. Because it's so vitally important to wake up and realize what's going on and take the steps necessary to get our country back. Now, moving on, before I get back to my callers, I want to get to this border control issue. Now, before I get into the totalization discussion, I want to direct you to a website that I'd like you to go to. It's www.usbc.org. That's U.S. Border Control. .org, usbc.org. Now, what is going on here, and I'm going to read a statement that they have on the website. It's an appeal for action that we must take. They say here that the totalization treaty with Mexico, the sellout of America continues. This is urgent, so please read and take action immediately. A year ago, this organization, the United States Border Control, warned that the Bush administration was planning to do something unthinkable. They were seriously considering signing a pact with Mexico that would give any Mexican who had worked in the United States, including the illegal aliens, full U.S. Social Security benefits paid out of your Social Security trust fund. Now, it seemed so far-fetched that we had trouble convincing the Congress that it could happen. A White House spokesman denied our claim that it was on a fast track, stating the ongoing discussions for totalization were just informal and preliminary. Of course, that is a bold lie. When the White House told them that it was not on a fast track, they knew that it was. But according to the U.S. Border Control, they knew better. They had obtained correspondence proving that it was on a fast track, and had seen plans for erecting a huge new building at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City just to deal with the swarms of people anticipated to sign up for this raid on our Social Security Trust Fund. Well, according to the USBC, it was on a fast track, just as they said it was, and a few weeks ago the President signed the totalization treaty with Mexico, and unless you and I can persuade the Congress to stop it, millions of Mexicans, including the illegal aliens, will soon be living it up on your Social Security benefits. Now, the timing for repealing this outrageous treaty could not be worse. The few days that we have left, and as I mentioned, there's less than 30 days. The few days that we have to repeal this treaty are the same few days preceding the November election, when every congressman is campaigning hard for re-election and the Congress is seldom in session. In short, it was a very underhanded way to sneak a terrible treaty past the Congress. Now, when you go to their website at usbc.org, you go to this page that I'm just talking about now, there is a link there that goes to the Congressional Action page. You send an email to your representative. I encourage you to do it today. And I mean that because it's very, very, very important that you do this because this must be repealed. Now, what I wanted to talk about concerning this totalization treaty is the bigger picture. Now, first of all, as we know, there are plans on the board. This is inevitable if we don't stop it. There are plans on the drawing board by the global engineers to literally create what they call the new American states. Now, that is a removal of the borders from the top part of the North American continent all the way down to the bottom of it. What that means is that there will no longer be a republic, there no longer will be a United States of America, we will be subsumed into the new American states. Now, there is a lot of problems with that. First and foremost, you cannot take a country like ours and subsume it into a third world country and expect it to work. The only way that that will work is what they are doing right now, and that is to continue their march to socialize the entire North American continent, from Canada, the United States, on down the line. Now, that's already been done in Latin America. The majority of those countries in Latin America have been and are under socialism. Okay? Now, this is what really, really aggravates me. They are preparing to continue this business, their activities of having us fund their socialist plan. Because, first of all, as a lot of you will agree, socialism is organized crime. When they take money from you, your hard-earned dollars, you go and you work hard, you earn your money, you're supposed to be able to dispose of your income the way you see fit. Socialism is nothing more than forced charity. It is a redistribution of wealth. And it is wrong, it is morally wrong, and it's just wrong, period. End of story. Now, what really irks me, and this is so evident in the political climate today, what irks me so much is you have this game that is being played by the engineers and the social engineers that are engineering this what the so-called New World Order. We believe in this country that we have a conservative party and the Republican Party. We do not. And the first thing to getting over this is to realize that the Republican Party is not conservative. It is controlled by the left. No matter how you want to cut it, you cannot, if you're a true conservative, you cannot sit back and say that George W. Bush is a conservative when he signed one of the largest spending bills in the history of this country. There is no way that you can be a conservative and believe that it is our responsibility to take care of everybody else, okay, and be forced into the mindset of how to do it. In other words, we are a charitable people. We're a godly nation. Charity goes with that. We have the right to distribute our wealth the way we see fit. We have the right to decide where our charity goes. Charity comes from the heart. It does not come from the barrel of a gun. So that's the first thing we got to get over. We got to get over this idea that the conservative party embodied in what is called the Republican Party is the conservative party in this country. It is not. George W. Bush is proposing this treaty, which is another example of blatant socialism to aid in continuing the agenda to strip this country of its sovereignty and its republic. Now, the Heritage Foundation, what a joke, has a paper called, the title of it is, it's number 849. It was written in January 15th of 2003. The title of it is How a U.S.-Mexico Social Security Agreement Can Benefit Both Nations. David C. John and Stephen Johnson are the authors of the article. They represent the Heritage Foundation, and it's cute because the Heritage Foundation has a cute little disclaimer that says this paper in its entirety can be found at blah, 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 and it does not necessarily reflect I'll just read it here. It says, nothing written here is to be construed as necessarily reflecting the views of the Heritage Foundation or as an attempt to aid or hinder the passage of any bill before Congress. What a lie. What a lie. The Heritage Foundation knows that they think they can hide behind their little disclaimer. But listen to this. Now, this is just the first paragraph of the article. With the war on terrorism focused on the Middle East and political crises erupting in other parts of Latin America, Mexican leaders complain that their country has been receiving little attention from the Bush administration. Indeed, President Vicente Fox's plea to open borders to help Mexican laborers find work in the United States was sidelined by the tragedy of September the 11th. The U.S.-Mexico Social Security Totalization Agreement that is now being negotiated provides an opportunity to boost sagging relations and benefit both countries without enacting complicated and premature immigration reforms. Right there, I have a major, major issue with this paper and where it goes. Now, first of all, why is it that it is our responsibility? Vicente Fox is complaining that the Bush administration has been paying little attention to them and their plight. First of all, Vicente Fox, you are a monster. Okay? You are a socialist puppet. You are about oppressing your people. Okay? And why is it our responsibility as an American nation to come to your aid and help you further your goals? I mean, look at, we saw this in the Soviet Union. Every time we turn around, the Soviet Union was threatening to push the button if America didn't come to its defense. We send over billions of dollars of aid to Russia. Okay? Where did it go? It went into organized crime over there. It went into the Russian mafia. Okay? It went to further these corrupt politicians into furthering their Marxist global agenda to take over the world. They control Latin America. They're controlling the Middle East. Okay? Going back to Saddam Hussein, what was he? Everybody said, oh, he's a Muslim. No, he was a Ba'athist. He was a socialist, a Leninist Marxist. This is what is in control of the planet. They're trying to gain their last foothold, and that's here. They've done it to Europe. They're doing it here. What is it going to take? It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's completely nuts. And what we've got to do, again, is you've got to get over to the USBC.org website. You've got to write to your congressman, and you've got to demand that they repeal this totalization treaty immediately, because it's got less than 30 days, and it becomes law. And if it becomes law, there they go. They got another nail, another notch in their gun belt at destroying this country. And it's just awful. It's just awful. Okay, real quick, let's take some calls and try to clear out this as well. We've got Stephen calling in from Texas. Good afternoon, Stephen. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on a comment that was made by the Brit that called in earlier.
Okay.
About Black 93.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a new issue that I'm looking at from Reader's Digest, and it's about the Black 93. It's Liz Glick's account.
Mm-hmm.
And she says in there, she mentions her husband's conversation she was taking, that was taking place, and she says in there in two places about one of the terrorists having a bomb, and in the scuffle that her husband's family had with him, the phone went dead and everything. So I'm thinking that that's probably why it was why it looked like it was blown up by a jet.
Mm-hmm. You're referring to Flight 93.
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that it was? You don't believe it was shot down?
I don't believe it was shot down.
Okay. Why do you believe that?
Because of her saying that they had this big discussion between her and her husband about this guy with this bomb.
Yeah.
And he said, "I don't know how he got through security at the airport, but he's real. He says it's a bomb, and I believe him."
Uh-huh. See, Stephen, I think that the plane was shot down. I think the evidence cries out that something like a missile hit that plane, because you have debris and wreckage that was scattered for 8 miles. You lost an engine early on, and there were all the signs there that the plane had been shot down. Now, the thing is that some people believe that the crew and the passengers that were fighting these guys on the plane were very close to taking back control of the plane, but a lot of people believe that plane was shot down.
Yeah.
You know?
I believe that they did try. It mentions about these other guys that were going to go into it with him.
Yeah.
Three other guys his size. And also, there was a couple of things I wanted to mention. I live in close to Tyler, Texas.
Yeah.
And Region 56 aired a story about Crawford, Texas, just about April or May.
Uh-huh.
And there's a gas station 8 miles from the ranch where the president lives.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they said that their closed-circuit camera caught and identified at least four of the hijackers, and this was 2 weeks before 9/11.
That's interesting.
Yeah, 8 miles from the ranch. And I said, well, if it was them, why didn't they try to take out the president? Mm-hmm. I mean, they must hate him, you know.
Well, maybe they're working for him.
That story aired once and yeah. died, just like the $1 trillion that was lost by the Pentagon. It aired once.
Yeah.
And
hey,
it was killed.
Stephen, thanks for your call. We've got to move on. We're going to take the break, and we come back, we're going to wrap up, okay?
All right.
Thank you very much. And, again, we're going to take the break. When we come back, we'll continue. I'll try to get to more calls, and we'll wrap up. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Continue with this edition of the Alex Jones Show, and we're about out of time. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231. We're going to try to get to the rest of the callers before we run out of time. Let's grab Don in Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, Don. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right. I just, you know, as far as the media, yeah, they're all psychologically screwed up or mind-bent, whichever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I have other options to say, but you're short of time. Your thing is, did you ever get around to reading my thing about the difference between the car and the automobile?
I have not, but it's on my it is on my shelf to do, okay?
All right. The other thing is, whenever I show that to people, there's a lot of people here listening to the show, and they know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sent them, and there's never been any problem to it. If I may, could I give them an 800 number? They could call me, and I'll send a copy of it to them.
Don, why don't you call back tomorrow, because we got to move on. I got a couple more to clear out before. I've got about 2 minutes, okay? So call in tomorrow, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks a lot. And let's go to Scott from Texas. Good afternoon, Scott. You're on the air.
3 points. One, you were talking earlier about Michael Moore, disparaging him. I think we haven't investigated the possibility that he could be vulnerable to attack by the regimes that he puts up. But that's just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you bring up the deal about the totalization treaty. It's good if you can give people other avenues that they can, you know, investigate, because, I mean, call a senator. How do we get access to those numbers? And lastly, you talked about the Bush-Kerry similarities. Do we really want either one of them?
Yeah.
Well, what, as a people, do we have a choice? What are our actions going to be besides other than taking it to the street? Thanks, I'll leave you with that.
Okay, very good, Scott. Thanks for your call. And in answer to that real quick, education is the most vital thing that can happen right now to get people aware of how the Constitution works, why it's there, and what their obligations are to it. And that's got to be the starting point. Brooke in Rhode Island, you're on the air.
Yes, Michael. It's good to know you're filling in for Alex. He made a good choice.
Thank you. I enjoy it. It's an honor to do it.
Yeah, it's great to hear you. I have a quick comment. I know we're running out of time. One of the first people to wake up to the corruption in American politics was John Quincy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
He formed the Anti-Masonic Party.
Yeah.
And John Quincy Adams ran for Congress and was elected to Congress as an Anti-Masonic, and he also ran for the presidency and was elected as an Anti-Masonic.
Mm-hmm.
And the Anti-Masonic Party had newspapers, its own fundraising, and also had the first national political convention, and also was the first third party. And hey, if they could do it in 1830, why can't we do it now?
Absolutely, Brooke, and you bring up a good point, because again, the founding fathers of this country early on recognized the influence that the Continental Freemason outfit had, not only in other parts of the world, but the potential for what it had to do here. And
absolutely.
Again, you know, the idea is that when you start dealing with secret societies and they wind their way into politics, it's a bad mix. Look at the French Revolution. Look at what's happened in these other countries. It is all because of what the secret societies did to gain control of the politicians, gain control of the banks, and ultimately gain control of the people.
And
anyway,
it was a threat to the nation, is what John Quincy Adams said. And I urge everybody to read the Quincy Adams biography, and let's find out how he went about creating this new party being a success. That's where we have to look. And also, I urge everybody to call into the establishment shows. Let's call into Rush Limbaugh and
keep
and,
their feet to the fire.
Laura Ingraham.
That's right.
And voice our opinions.
You got it.
Because
Brooke,
I have.
Yeah, Brooke. Thanks a lot. Okay. All right. That's it for us today. Again, it's a pleasure filling in for Alex. I've enjoyed it. I will be with you tomorrow, and we will continue. The fight continues, and we're winning the war. Don't lose sight of that. And I'm Michael Corbin, again, filling in for Alex Jones. We'll see you tomorrow. Be sure to join me tonight. I've got a good guest lineup. Go to my website, www.4aclosterlook.com. We'll see you there tonight. Good day.